Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
The Adventures of Superman.
When the planet Krypton, home of a race of supermen, exploded into dust, the sole survivor was an infant boy who had been shot to Earth in a sealed rocket. Today, that boy, grown to manhood, is known as Superman, sworn enemy of the forces of evil. To aid him in his never-ending fight for truth and justice, he masquerades as Clark Kent, crime reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper. His secret is carefully guarded. No one is aware that Kent is Superman. No one but you.
Join with us now on ABC as we embark on another of Superman's transcribed adventures. As the Man of Steel, in his guise of Clark Kent, crime reporter, pits his superhuman strength against a gang of killers in Death Rides the Roller Coaster. Our scene is the Happyland Amusement Park on the outskirts of Metropolis. A crew of carpenters are busily engaged constructing a huge roller coaster, while painters put the finishing touches on a new carousel. Outside the amusement park office, Nancy Bartlett, Happyland's young owner, is talking with a man named Midway Martin.
This is your last chance, Miss Bartlett. $15,000 for the park lock, stock, and barrel. Take it or leave it.
I'll leave it, Mr. Martin. Good day.
Not so fast.
Let go of my arm. Let go, I said.
Well, you dirty
little... Get off this property before I have you thrown off.
You won't talk so big after I get through with you.
You don't frighten me, Martin. Not one bit. My father left Happyland to me and asked me to keep it running. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Midway Martin or no Midway Martin. Take a look. I'm building the highest and the longest roller coaster in the state. I'm putting in the largest and the fanciest carousel. I'm going to make Carnival Town your broken-down outfit look sick. And you can't stop me. Now get out.
I'll get out when I'm good and ready.
You'll get out now, or I'll have you thrown out.
Yeah, that'll be the day.
Will it? See. Kelly? Fred Kelly?
Don't scare me none, sister.
Oh, we'll see. Kelly?
You calling me, Miss Nancy?
Yes, come here. Now we'll see how tough you are, Martin.
Nothing wrong, Miss Nancy?
You know Midway Martin, don't you?
Yeah, sure.
Hello, Kelly.
Throw him out of the park.
Huh?
I said throw him out of the park.
Okay. You heard him, Martin. Scram.
I'll scram when I'm ready.
Well, don't stand there, Kelly. Throw him out.
Let's go, pal.
Hey, now be careful, Kelly. You're liable to get hurt.
Never mind. She said out, and that means out.
You'll pay for this, sister. I'm not through with you, not by a long shot. Before I get done, you'll pay through the nose.
Nancy, you've just got to pull yourself together. You can't let this throw you.
But Lois, it could ruin me.
Well,
I borrowed $40,000 to open Happyland this year. The 5-mile sky chaser and the carousel alone cost almost 30.
I know, dear, but you're not ruined yet. We'll fight this if we have to slash it right across the front page of the Planet.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, come in, Clark. You remember Nancy Bartlett?
What's your name? How are you, Nancy?
Fine, thank you, Mr.
Well, wait, you don't sound too fine. Something wrong?
Well, just listen to this, Clark.
What?
An official high in the City Department of Buildings, who asked that his name be withheld, examined the new 5-mile sky chaser at the Happyland Amusement Park and declared it to be unsafe.
No one examined it, Mr. Kent. It's a lie.
What paper is that? The Daily Blade?
Well, what other sheet would publish out-and-out lies?
Yeah.
And that's not all. Just listen. Down here. When questioned by a Daily Blade reporter, Nancy Bartlett, owner of the amusement park, was nervous and evasive.
That's not true.
Obviously, something is wrong at Happyland. The is in italics.
Yeah.
And Miss Bartlett is not too anxious to have it exposed. How do you like that?
What's the point? Somebody at the Blade got a grudge against you, Nancy?
No, it's Midway Martin.
Who?
Midway Martin. He owns a carnival town, an amusement park across the river.
Oh.
And when he learned I was building a new roller coaster and carousel, he got frightened. He made me an offer of $15,000 for Happyland. I refused, of course, and then he began to threaten me.
Well.
Finally, I had to have him thrown out of the park. That was a week ago, and now this appeared in the paper today.
Midway Martin no doubt has a friend on the Daily Blade.
Well, Nancy Bartlett has more than one friend on the Daily Planet. And our circulation is double the Blade.
Thanks, Lord.
Thanks, nothing. We don't like yellow rumor-circulating journalism. The only thing is, how are we going to handle this, Clark?
Well, let's see. I assume the 5-mile sky chaser is perfectly safe, Nancy.
Of course it is. If you want the truth, Martin's roller coaster is a menace to life and limb. He had 3 accidents on it last year.
Well, forget Martin. When did you plan to open Happy Land?
Saturday, tomorrow. Parade starts in City Hall at 11, and we open the gates at 2.
Well, and what we've got to do is get the Planet to endorse the opening, to sponsor it. We'll run a story in the next 3 editions tonight and tomorrow morning. Hey, wait a minute. I've got an idea. Who's going to lead the parade?
Oh, I'd plan to. On a white horse.
Well, can you get 2 white horses?
If so.
If you can, why don't you and Lois lead the parade?
Why me?
To give it the paper's official blessing. You know, Daily Planet star girl reporter leads Happyland Parade.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Lois, what you do?
Oh, golly, I don't know. I'm not much of a horsewoman.
Well, you don't have to be, Lois, really. These are parade horses. They behave perfectly.
Well, okay, if it'll help any.
Oh, yes, Charles.
Probably won't be able to sit down for a week.
Knock out a story, Lois. I'll talk the chief into giving it a first-page block. Hey, wait.
I'm not going to ride bareback, if that's what you're thinking, Clark.
No. Get this into the story. Superman will take the first ride on Happyland's 5-mile sky chaser.
What? Mr. Kent, you're joking.
Now, that doesn't convince all of Metropolis that the sky chaser is safe. Nothing will.
I smell a rat.
Hmm?
Are you planning to wear a Superman costume, Mr. Kent?
Why, you think I'd look bad in it, Miss Lane?
Well, I...
Please don't joke, Mr. Kent. Are you serious about Superman taking the first ride?
Dead serious. He'll be there at 2 o'clock.
Can I advertise it? Superman in person?
You can.
Clark, are you sure?
As sure as I am of my own name.
And now to the human side of the news. An innovation in amusement park openings is promised for tomorrow. Superman, the one and only Superman, will take the first ride on Happyland's 5-mile sky chaser, the longest, fastest roller coaster in the state. And Lois Lane, star girl reporter for the Metropolis Daily Planet, will leave the parade scheduled to start from City Hall at 11 o'clock. Hello?
This is Midway Martin. And I don't talk, just listen. See, for the papers, a Bartlett girl and a reporter from the Planet are leading the parade tomorrow. There'll be 2 white horses. Now, here's what you got to do. I'll send one of my boys over with a couple of small black...
Really, Mr. Kent, there sure are a lot of people out here for the parade. How many do you figure?
Oh, 50,000 at least, Beanie, maybe more. Story in the Planet started the ball rolling, all right. Most of the local radio commentators picked it up.
Yeah, I heard one last night. Superman's going to take the first ride on a roller coaster.
That's right.
Oh, boy, I sure wish I could ride with him.
Well, now, maybe you will, Beanie.
Do you think so?
Wonder what's holding up Lois and Nancy. I see the white horses, but... Oh, there they are.
Can Miss Lane ride a horse?
We'll know in a minute. She's mounting now. Hey, not bad.
There they go. Ooh, Miss Lane looks wonderful.
She sure does.
Up on catfish, what's happening?
The horses are bucking.
Is it part of the act?
No, something's wrong.
They're galloping down the street, running wild.
Heading right for the crowd. Get up on the sidewalk, Beanie. I'll be right
Where
back.
Where are you going?
I'll see you later. Elbowing his way through the panic-stricken crowd, Clark Kent reaches the comparative privacy of an alley between 2 buildings. In a matter of moments, he changes from the bespectacled newspaper reporter to the red and blue costumed figure of Superman. Leaping high over the milling crowd, the Man of Steel hovers above the open street, where the 2 white horses, obviously gone mad with pain and fright, are thundering along the asphalt, with Lois and Nancy clinging to their backs. Only a scant 50 feet separates the crazed animals from a mob of equally crazed spectators when Superman drops between them like a plummet and, seizing a bridle rein in either hand, brings them to a rearing, screaming stop.
Whoa, boys, whoa!
All right, get off. Get out of the saddle, quick!
Holding the horses steady, the Man of Steel waits until Lois and Nancy have dismounted. Then, with the flick of a finger, he breaks both saddle girths,
drops the saddles to the street. Quickly, his open hand passes over the sweating backs of the animal. Almost as though by magic, the horses quiet down.
Easy, boys, easy. It's all over.
Oh, Superman. What happened? How did they suddenly go crazy?
Someone put thin glass vials containing acid crystals under their saddles.
What?
When you mounted, the vials broke and the acid burned into their hides.
Oh, wow. How terrible.
Might have been a lot worse. Another few seconds and a dozen people would have been trampled to death.
I know. And if Midway Martin was responsible for this...
If he was, he's guilty of attempted murder.
Fred, this is Miss Lane and Mr. Kent of the Daily Planet. Fred Kelly, my crew boss.
How do you do? You heard what happened to the horses, I presume, Miss Kelly?
Fred was there. He saw us.
Yeah, sure did. Lucky thing Superman stopped them, Nag.
Miss Bartlett tells me the horses were rented from a livery stable.
That's right, to the McCaffrey.
Were they saddled when they were delivered, Mr. Kelly?
Yes, sir, they were. Mm-hmm. But I checked the girths myself to make sure they were tight enough for Miss Nancy and this lady here mounted.
Were you the only one who handled the horses?
Yes, just me and a boy from the stable.
You know, Mr. Kelly, that someone put acid crystals under the saddles.
Yes, ma'am. It sure was a low-down mean trick.
Well, that's an understatement.
Do you think Midway Martin was responsible, Fred?
Well, if he was and I could prove it, I'd take a whip to him.
I don't think we can prove it, although there's no doubt in my mind that Martin was responsible. Obviously, he'll stop at nothing.
Oh, he's a bad actor, that Martin. If I was you, Miss Nancy, I'd settle up with him.
What do you mean, settle up, Fred?
Make some kind of a deal, I guess. Get him off your neck.
You mean pay him off, Mr. Kelly?
Yeah, you could call it that.
Not on your life. I wouldn't give him 10 cents.
If you did, I'd never talk to you again.
Don't worry, Lois. I won't.
Okay. You're the boss. Now, if you'll excuse me, I got to go check on a crew. We'll be opening the gates in 20 minutes.
Oh, is it that late?
20 minutes to 2. Mind if I go along with you, Kelly?
No, sir.
We'll be back at the office, Mr. Kent.
Okay, I'll see you. I wanted to have a little talk with you, Kelly. Where can we go where we'll be alone? And I may have to use the telephone.
Haven't time for much talking, Mr.
Kent. Oh, this will just take a minute or two.
Well, there's a payphone in the Chuck House. I don't think nobody's there now.
No, that'll be fine. Where is the Chuck House?
Right over here.
Good.
After you.
Thanks.
That is the phone.
Fine, if I need it. What I wanted to talk to you about, Kelly, was your suggestion that Miss Bartlett might do well to buy Midway Martin off.
If I was her, that's what I'd do.
Yes, so I gathered.
She's got a lot of dough sunk in this place. Now, why take chances with that?
What would it be worth to you if Miss Bartlett paid Martin off, Kelly?
Huh?
You heard me. What would your cut be?
Look, fella. I don't know what you're talking about, but if it's what I think it is, go take a walk.
Before I do, would you mind giving me that little glass vial in your right-hand trouser pocket?
Huh?
My, you get hard of hearing very conveniently, don't you? There's a little glass vial containing acid crystals in your trouser pocket, probably a spare.
So what?
So I'd like it.
Okay. Here it is.
Oh!
Right on a button, and he's out cold. Martin?
Yeah.
Kelly.
Yeah, I heard about the horses. Bad.
You didn't hear nothing yet. One of them Daily Planet reporters, a guy named Kent, caught wise.
What do you mean?
That extra vial of them acid crystals. Had it in my pocket, and he knew it.
How'd he know it?
Don't ask me, but he did. Anyway, I just clipped him. He's laying here on the Chuck House floor.
Gag him and tie him up. Stop him someplace and get through.
Through with what? Get hold of what?
A hacksaw. One that will cut through metal. Bring it to the west end of the park. I'll be waiting for you.
What you gonna do, Martin?
You know what I'm gonna do. And this time, Superman's not gonna stop it. This time, she's a dead duck.
We'll be back in a moment with part two of Death Rides the Roller Coaster. But first, here is your ABC announcer. Now, back to the adventures of Superman and part two of Death Rides the Roller Coaster. Making use of Superman's X-ray vision, the amazing ability to visually penetrate any substance but lead,
Clark Kent discovered that Fred Kelly, the crew boss at the Happy Land Amusement Park, was in cahoots with Midway Martin. Allowing himself to be knocked out by Kelly, Kent listened in on a telephone conversation between Kelly and Martin, learned that Martin was about to strike again. But where and how? As we continue now, Kelly has disappeared. Kent, who allowed himself to be bound and gagged and locked in a tool shed by the crew boss, has easily freed himself. It is now 2 o'clock. The gates have been thrown wide, and crowds have poured in for the official opening of Happyland Amusement Park. On the loading platform of the new roller coaster, the giant 5-mile sky chaser, Lois Lane, Nancy Bartlett, and Beanie, the Daily Planet copy boy, are becoming nervous and worried as the milling crowd waits impatiently for the advertised appearance of Superman.
It's 5 minutes after 2, Lois.
Yes, Nancy, I know. I don't understand what happened to Clark. He said he'd meet us back at your office, didn't he?
Yes, but it isn't Mr. Kent I'm concerned about. There are thousands of people down there waiting to see Superman take the first ride on the roller coaster.
No.
We advertised it. There are posters all over the park. If he doesn't show up, I'm ruined.
Don't you worry, Miss Bartlett. If he said he'd show up, he will. Superman never breaks a promise.
The trouble, though, Beanie, is that Superman didn't make this promise. Clark Kent did. Oh, I had a feeling something was going to happen.
Oh, did you, Miss Lane?
Oh, Superman!
Oh, boy!
Oh, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Sorry I was late, Miss Bartlett, but...
It's all right, just as long as you're here.
Well, Clark Kent got himself into a little trouble, and that delayed
me. Clark? What happened to him?
It was nothing serious. He learned that your crew boss, Kelly, is working with Midway Martin.
Oh, no.
Let's not worry about it now. We've got to show these people your roller coaster is safe. Get on the public address system, Miss Bartlett, and tell them that you and Miss Lane and myself are going to take the first ride.
What about me, Superman?
Oh, yes, and Beanie.
Oh, boy.
Shall I do it now?
Yes, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Most of you have either read or heard the vile rumor that Happyland's new 5-mile sky chaser, the most modern roller coaster in the entire state, is dangerous and unsafe. This rumor has been circulated by a man to whom I refuse to sell Happyland, and this is his way of seeking revenge. But fortunately, I happen to have some good friends. Standing here on the platform with me, ready to step into a roller coaster car and take the first ride on the Sky Chaser, are three people who want to prove to you...
As Nancy Bartlett introduces Superman, Lois Lane, and Beanie to the cheering crowd, a terrifying scene is taking place at the far end of the amusement park, where the 5-mile Sky Chaser tracks make a breathtaking turn. Two men, Midway Martin, owner of Carnival Town, a rival amusement park, and Fred Kelly, crew boss at Happyland, are hunched over a section of the roller coaster track. Kelly is working a hacksaw through the bright, shiny steel.
That's the sharpest saw you could find, Kelly.
It ain't the saw. These tracks are tempered steel. I saw the fill on them. They cost plenty.
All right. Just keep solid.
You know what's gonna happen when that car hits this curve, Martin? And there's a piece of track missing?
I know.
Well, it ain't gonna be pretty.
So what?
I'm just telling you.
Thanks.
What about that reporter?
What about him?
I got him locked in a tool shed. What'll I do with him?
Let him loose after the car jumps the track.
Don't he know too much?
Can't prove anything.
Okay. All through.
Now lift the piece of track out.
What you gonna do with it?
I get rid of it in the river. Come on, let's go.
I'm coming. There's one place I don't want to be when that car hits the curve. I'm getting out of here and out of the park. Believe you me.
And so, to inaugurate Happyland's 5-mile sky chaser, Superman, two representatives of the Metropolis Daily Planet, and I will take the first ride. Thank you.
All right, Lois. Hop in. You and Miss Bartlett take the front seat. Beanie and I'll sit in the rear.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, the extent of your vocabulary, Beanie?
Gosh, no, but oh, boy.
You all set, Lois? Miss Bartlett?
We're ready if you are.
Okay, then let her roll.
You know, I was just thinking looking back. Golly, it's been 15 years since I was on a roller coaster.
This is my first time.
Well, you got a thrill coming, Beanie. Hold your breath, though, when we take that first dip.
Keep a firm grip on the bar and don't lean forward.
When do we stop climbing?
We're almost at the top.
Golly, the people down there look just like little bugs.
Yes, they certainly do. Well, here we are at the top. Oh. Okay, hold on now. Here we go.
Oh,
how is it, Beanie?
Oh, boy.
Hear me scream?
We certainly did.
You would have heard more, but I couldn't catch my breath.
Watch your tunnel coming up.
Oh, that's the order.
You still with us, Beanie?
Yeah, but who?
Oh,
boy. Almost yanked me out of my seat.
Hold on.
There's a really sharp one down below. You can see it from here.
Great Scott.
What's the matter?
Brace yourselves. I've got to stop this car.
Leaping from the rear seat, Superman drops behind the roller coaster car, now hurtling down the incline at better than a mile a minute, heading for death and destruction. His powerful hands reach out and grip the axle between the madly spinning wheels, and the muscles of his back and arms tighten like bands of steel as he calls on every ounce of his superhuman strength to stop the car in its headlong plunge to disaster. Sparks shoot up from the wheels as they grind into the rails. Slowly, almost inch by inch, the momentum of the car is checked until finally Superman brings it to a screaming, nerve-wracking stop at the bottom of the incline, less than a foot from the sharp curve where Martin and Kelly had removed a section of the tracks.
What happened?
There's a section of track missing on the curve.
What do you mean?
More of Martin's work.
Why, how terrible.
Now, listen to me. I don't want a word of this to get out.
But Superman, he tried to kill us.
Yes, I know.
He was an attempted at cold-blooded murder.
We've got to prove Martin did it, and that may take some doing.
No matter what...
Listen, please. Obviously, you can't sell any tickets to the roller coaster.
Obviously.
Now, get back there and make some explanation to the crowd. But... I'll try to locate Clark Kent. He'll meet you in Miss Bartlett's office. Now, remember, not a word about this to anyone.
It's going to be all right, I promise you.
How can it be? You heard the crowd when I made the announcement that the roller coaster had to be closed. Why, they laughed and booed.
I know, dear.
Oh, boy, if I could only get my hands on that Midway Martin, I'd fix him. Here comes Mr. Kent.
Well, it's about time. Where have you been, Clark? Honestly, why is it you always manage to disappear when you're needed most?
Probably because I'm needed more some other place.
You don't know what happened, Mr. Kent.
Yes, I do, Beanie. Superman and I discussed it, and we've come to a decision. The best thing for you to do, Nancy, is to sell out to Midway Martin.
Sorry.
What? Oh. You see what you've done? You and your decision.
I'm sorry, but there's no other way.
What do you mean there's no other way, Clark? That man is a potential murderer.
I know.
He made two attempts on our lives, and your only solution is to, well, just give him what he wants.
Unfortunately, we can't prove anything.
We haven't even tried to prove anything. I'm going to turn this case over to the police, and they'll prove something.
Nancy.
Yes.
How much did Martin offer you for Happy Land?
$15,000.
Just 20% of what it's worth.
I know, but you'd better call him up and tell him you'll take it.
Oh, Clark Kent, are you crazy?
I don't think so. Call him, Nancy. Tell him to come right over.
Here's $1,000 in cash to bind a deal, Miss Bartlett. And you get the rest when we sign the bill of sale. All you got to do now is just give me a receipt for $1,000.
You made a good deal, Mr. Martin.
Well, I tell you, the way I figured, it's good all around. This is no racket for a woman. Too tough.
Yes, it seems to be tough.
Why, sure. You got to be hard to run a business like this.
Here's your receipt.
That's that.
Well, now that you own Happy Land, Mr. Martin, tell us something.
But sure. What is it?
You really don't think the 5-mile sky chaser is unsafe, do you?
Superman and you folks didn't take the first ride in it like you said you was gonna.
Huh? No, that's right, we didn't. We started to, but you scared us off.
I figured I would.
Then you don't think it's unsafe?
Why, of course not. It's my way of knocking out competition.
I see.
Like they say, all's fair in love and war.
Well, then, if you don't think the roller coaster's unsafe, you won't mind taking a ride on it to celebrate your buying Happy Land.
But that's...
I said you won't mind taking a ride on the roller coaster to celebrate this occasion.
Oh, no, not me. I don't ride on them things.
Oh, just once, Mr. Martin. After all, you circulated the rumor that it was unsafe. Certainly, as the new owner, you should convince the crowd out there that it's perfectly safe.
Nothing doing.
You're not afraid, are you, Mr. Martin?
Afraid? No. I ain't afraid, but...
But what?
Look, I gotta get back.
No, don't leave us, Mr. Martin. We want you to take just one ride on the roller coaster.
Let go of my arm,
please. Please, Mr. Martin.
Hey, are you crazy?
How can you say a thing like that? Now, come on, let's take a ride.
Call this crackpot off, Miss Bartlett, before I sock him one.
Oh, but we want you to ride on your new roller coaster, Mr. Martin. You own it now.
Hey, what's going on here? You own nothing.
Oh, be a sport, Martin.
Okay, pal, you wish, but this...
Hurt your hand, Mr. Martin?
Oh, Hart, be careful.
Don't worry. Let's go, Martin.
How the deal's off. Give me back my dough. Here's your receipt.
Nothing doing. The deal is still on, and you're going for a little ride on the roller coaster.
You'll never get me on this thing.
Oh, yes, we will if we have to carry you like this.
You let me down.
Open the door, Beanie.
You back.
Let me down.
I'll let you down, are Martin, you... in the roller coaster car.
Please don't make ride on that thing.
Sorry, but as the new owner, you've got to test your merchandise.
No, I'll get killed.
What on earth are you talking about, Mr. Martin? You know this roller coaster is perfectly safe.
No, it ain't.
What do you mean?
It ain't safe, I tell you. I'll get killed if I ride on it.
Well, Mr. Martin, either you ride or you talk.
What do you mean?
Either you tell the crowd here in the park why the roller coaster is unsafe and who made it unsafe, or you ride. Well, do you ride or talk?
I'll talk.
Quick, hand me the microphone, Lois. Turn the volume up.
Here.
Thanks.
Please stop the carousel at all rides and concessions. Everyone pay close attention. Attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, a few days ago, rumors were circulated that the 5-mile Sky Chaser here at Happy Land was unsafe. Those rumors were started by Midway Martin, owner of Carnival Town. Mr. Martin is here with us now, and he is about to tell you the truth. Go ahead, Martin. Right into the microphone.
Well, I tried to ruin this fight. I told lies about the roller coaster.
Wait a minute, everyone. What else did you do this afternoon?
Well, I cut out a piece of the track so that there'd be an accident.
Go ahead. Tell them who helped you.
Fred Kelly.
You confess this of your own free will?
Yes.
All right, that's all. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard Midway Martin's public confession. Now you know the truth. But for a fortunate circumstance, the presence of Superman, death would have ridden the roller coaster when it was tested less than an hour ago. Miss Bartlett is now arranging to have the track repaired. It will be safe and ready for use tonight. We hope you will all join with us from now on and enjoy everything the Happy Land Amusement Park has to offer. Thank you.
And so ends Death Rides the Roller Coaster on The Adventures of Superman, which come to you now each week at this same time over many of these ABC stations. Superman is a copyrighted transcribed feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazine. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.